Jackass letters. Jackass letters. April 26, 2012. Dear Mike the Headless Chicken, I regret to inform you I will be unable to attend your Mike the Headless Chicken Festival in 2012. My friend Anthony Imperioli will also be unable to make it. We were looking forward to this festival and both believe if we'd been given more advance notice, we might have been able to attend. My friend Anthony would like pointers on creating his own headless chicken. He's got the time and the chickens, so if you have anything I should pass along, I will be sure to do so. He keeps telling me his axe is as sharp as his wits, and if Fruta can have a headless chicken festival, I can too. Anthony isn't always rational. I think it's because he was dropped on his head as a baby, but he says that's not why he has that flat spot at all. If you could go ahead and let us know the dates for your 2014 festival, that would be great. We'll do our best to attend. We're pretty booked until then, though. I'm sure you can understand. Chances are we'll have to take a pass then, too, but at least this way we can mark the dates on our calendar. Sincerely, Christopher L. Jorgensen.
Reply dated May 3rd, 2012. Dear Mr. Jorgensen, Bawk! Sincerely, Mike. The Headless Chicken. I hope you enjoyed this inaugural episode of Jackass Letters, the podcast. The letter to Mike the Headless Chicken was read by Barbara Bailey, otherwise known as TweetFail, on Twitter, at @tweet_fail, and she's the author of a great site focused on, you guessed it, people's Twitter failings at Twitter-fail.com. I, Christopher L. Jorgensen, read Mike the Headless Chicken's reply. Jackass Letters is in search of sponsorship. If you have a company, product, or service you would like promoted, contact jackass@jackassletters.com. Bawk!
Write a letter. Write a letter. Looking forward to your confused reply. Won't you just... write a letter. Write a letter. Sincerely, Christopher L. Jorgensen.